What up, guys? Welcome back to Coaches Don't Play. This week, we have a very interesting episode for you guys. Actually, it's not going to be interesting at all because I am sitting here alone by myself recording because we are at the end of times. We are in the end of times, and I'm going to die alone in my fucking house talking to my damn self. Gravine and I recorded a full hour and a half episode and I couldn't use it because the audio was so bad. It sounded like we recorded the podcast on the first ever microphone that was fucking created, and it sounded so garbage and bad. It didn't even sound like a bad phone connection. It literally sounded like we went to the fucking Museum of Communication, stole the world's first microphone that was ever invented, brought it back to my house, and recorded a podcast on it. That's what it sounded like. It was so shitty that I couldn't even salvage a second of it. And then at this point, like with social distancing and all this bullshit that's going on, I can't even go and like record again with her. And then if you enjoy it, you enjoy it. If you don't, then you don't. You know, what am I supposed to do at this point? I look like a grungy hipster. I wish I could dress like this all the time. COVID-19 isolation is doing wonders for my style. I'm wearing a toque. You can call me Tuka Singh, Tuka Paji, and Tuka Paji is going to take you through the podcast this week, guys. All right, so let's start off with what the fuck is going on, man? I can't believe how crazy this COVID situation has gotten in the past 2 weeks. Like, we went from, I literally went from saying, oh, this, nothing's going to happen, it's only affecting old people, who cares, blah, 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 to like, I literally am freaking out that this is like the end of the world. I don't even know. Like, we can't fucking do anything. Like, the entire state of the world has changed. Like, not just for, you know, the average person or like a really rich person or like a really like, you know, poor person. Like, it's changed for every single human being on earth. Like, what is happening, dude? I can't believe we're literally living through a time like this. Like, the other day I went to Superstore on a Sunday. I went, and y'all know Superstore on a Sunday be hella packed with desis because everyone's coming back from the Gurdwara trying to get their dod. And I went there on a Sunday afternoon and it was dead, completely dead. There, like, maybe there's 15 people in the entire like store. 15 people in all of Superstore, okay? And every single person was wearing gloves and every single person was wearing a mask, including a unit trolley. And I was like, okay, I felt like I was in a movie. I'm like, this can't be fucking real. Then I go to Safeway, right? And I'm walking through the aisles and I just, all of a sudden, first of all, there's nobody in Safeway, like me and maybe three cash register people, like that's it, okay? And I'm walking through the aisles and all of a sudden, I just hear the announcement, like that, like, you know, that monotone, like, lady announcer that every store has. She was like, here at Safeway, we ensure the safety of all of our customers and staff. We understand during these times to take extra precautions, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like walking through the aisles. It's like echoing and shit. I'm like, dude, literally, I felt like I was going to turn around. 17 zombies were going to jump my ass. Like, it felt so fucking weird to be in that Safeway all by myself listening to this echoey like announcement. Oh my God, it was creeping me the fuck out. It's affecting everyone. It's so shitty and it's so bad. And I wish the country would just lock down. Yes, I'm one of those people, you guys. I'm one of the people that think that the country should lock down. Why the fuck not? I don't understand what people are out here being like, my civil liberties, blah. Fuck your fucking civil liberties, bro. You ain't gonna have none when we have nothing left but fucking tumbleweeds in the streets. Like, lock this shit down now, suck it up, don't go out of your house for 2 weeks, and maybe we can salvage half of what we fucking had before. Because at this rate, if this keeps going and people keep overreacting the way they're overreacting right now, like, everything is just gonna go to shits, in my opinion. Okay, I think that's what needs to happen to like mitigate the long-term losses. If it keeps going this way, We're all fucked. 100%. We're all fucked. So hopefully that doesn't happen. But I mean, what can you do at this point? Pretty much, I just need to run for member of parliament because I have it all figured out and nobody else knows what the fuck they're doing. But okay. So, I mean, I don't really want to talk too much about COVID-19 because that's all I talk about nowadays. All day from AM to PM, that's all anyone's ever talking about. That's all I'm ever talking about. I'm sick and tired of it. I want to forget about it. We do, actually, if you guys follow us on Instagram at Made by PG, we've been doing these Instagram lives for the past few days where at 8 o'clock we go live. And everyone in the comments, like, it's so fun because people just send in the most wild questions and everyone in the comments answers them. And it's so fun. So you guys should definitely join us. We're not going to do it until Friday, but Friday we're having a virtual Bhangra party, baby. Woo, 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 woo. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to do it in a way where like multiple people can join like the screen and we can all like screen share and like, we have a DJ coming and he's going to be on one screen DJing the virtual Bhangra party and then we're just going to rip it. So hopefully it works out because in my mind, it's a sick idea and we'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay. And we're all going to get dressed up and do our hair and makeup, you know, because we've been looking like fucking pakore. And so we're going to change it up a little bit. So I was talking to my friend the other day and I was like, yo, wouldn't it be sick? Okay, this obviously wouldn't be sick, but I was like, wouldn't it be cool? Obviously wouldn't it be cool, but like hypothetically, let's say that we're in this situation for like 3-4 months, right? Like we are self-isolated for three, four months. We can't go anywhere. What if like we go in like to self-isolation, like looking like straight tatti, like not tatti, but we just like look like pakore and we come out, like we just work out every day. We eat right because we can't eat out. We can't like, you know, do anything fun, which means we'd have to focus on ourselves. And we come out looking like the prime of ourselves, like so fit, you know, all this shit. And then she's like, yeah, that'd be so cool. That'd be so cool. I was like, yeah, that'd be so sick. Like we should definitely focus, you know, like on bettering ourselves. And she's like, yo, but I haven't been following my diet and this chick is doing keto. And I'm like, okay, what did you eat today that you're not following your diet? And she's like, she goes, oh man, today I woke up and I made pog. I was like, what? You made pog? And she's like, yeah, I made pog this morning and I ate it. I was like, dude, people are fucking cheating on their diets with chips and candy and shit. And you're out here cheating on your diet for pog? Bruh. People really do be losing their minds. It's so funny. I mean, it's not funny because no one's fucking laughing at what I'm saying. What else can we talk about here? What else can we talk about here, baby? What else? My hair is like falling out a lot, especially recently, like the past like month, I would say. Like it's falling out a significant amount to the point where like I've noticed it a lot more. I can just tell. Like I do hair for a living. I can tell when my hair is like really falling out. And a girl is starting to fall out. Okay. And so I was like telling my mom about it. I was like, mom, like my hair is falling out so much. And she's like, okay, let me try this Thale that my mom used to use on me when I was younger. And our hair like was so thick, right? And I'm like, okay, girl, first of all, that shit probably won't work because a lot of it has to do with like nutrition. And I have a feeling that it's because I went vegan, because I'm probably not getting enough protein in my diet anymore. And I probably am having a lot of nutrient deficiencies. That's why. Okay, you know what? Let's not even talk about the technicalities of it. But point is, my mom was like, there's this Thale and I'm going to use it in your hair for like 2 months, right? And usually when my mom suggests something like that, I'm like, fuck it. I try for a week and then I'm like, no, I'm done. Because India remedies are just like the most extreme remedies ever. Like they either like feel super gross, smell super gross. Like I can't do it. Right. So she's like, just give me 2 months. Like we're fucking stuck in isolation anyways. Just let me do this. And then see like what's the worst going to happen. You're going to keep losing hair. You're already fucking losing hair. So I was like, okay, fine. let's try it. Okay. So a few days ago, she puts the thale in my hair, right? And it smells so disgusting. Like, I don't even know how to describe, like, if I could describe the smell, like, it just smelled like karai thale. Like, whoever's listening doesn't know what a karai is. It's like the pot. It's like a pot where you fry Indian food in. Burnt thale. And she's putting it in my hair. And I'm like, this, mom, this smells so bad. And she's like, well, don't worry. Like, well, first she got mad at me. She's like, minu tak koi smell nahi aundi. Minu tak koi smell nahi aundi. And I was like, how can you not smell this? Your nose is just as big as mine. This fucking shit smells so bad. And she's like, don't worry, like, you can wash it out, right? Like, wash it out, you're not going to smell it anymore. I'm like, true that, right? So the next day, I wash it out. I put taripakka shampoo in there, taripakka fucking conditioner. I even put leave-in conditioner in there, okay? And it still smells. It smells like pakore, okay? Like, straight pakore. I was like, sick. I'm fucking killing it in life. Now, not only do I look like a fucking pakora, I smell like a fucking pakora. Like, fuck, man. My mom was like, "Man, no, the koi smell any on the," and I'm like, dude, like, I smell like fucking shit, bro. Fuck. Good thing we're in isolation, because I'm out here bald, pakora looking ass, pakora smelling ass. Like, I can't, you guys. Just everything in my life is falling apart. It's falling apart. Fuck. So, yeah, that's my fucking life right now. So, you know, just be happy that, you know, yeah, you're stuck at home and your wedding's getting postponed, but at least you don't smell like a pakora, okay? Someone sent me an article today, and I thought it was so funny. So, I'm going to, like, tell you guys about it. So, there's this strip club in Portland, Oregon, I think. Yes. Portland, Oregon strip club that is being heavily impacted by the coronavirus, you guys. I mean, guys aren't able to go to the strip club to see chicks dance naked. Oh my God. Shit's really hitting the fan. So this strip club they changed their entire business model around, and they created this thing called Boober Eats. Boober Eats, you guys, which is a play obviously on Uber Eats. Boober Eats delivers meals on heels, okay? Where two strippers will deliver your order for you to your door topless. Topless, you guys. They come to your door topless, stripper heels, with your damn food, and they have, like, you know, those, like, fire, like, cracker things that they have in the clubs, and they, like, you know, come if you, like, get, like, bottle service to make you feel like you're fucking, you know, worth something. They deliver your food like that. Boober Eats. How fucking genius is this idea? This is so funny. And they're saying that, yeah, they've lost obviously a lot of business and stuff, but, like, they're able to keep their business afloat now because this delivery service that they've created. How fucking crazy is that? Bags are always on the ground, and there's a security guard that accompanies the girls when they come deliver the food and shit. I love it. This is creativity at its finest. Absolutely at its finest. This is so fucking crazy. It started off as a joke, apparently, and now it's a, you know, booming business. So not everybody's struggling out here in these streets. Ooh, maybe I should get my mom on here. Maybe I should get her here to, like, say some words of encouragement for you guys, to everyone out here who's struggling with this fucking COVID-19 isolation. Mom, what do you have to say to the peoples about corona?
Hi, everybody. Sorry, mera putta sare jane kare ro, safe ro, par kar kuch nahi sakde. God nu pray karo ki saryan nu theek thak rakhe rab. Okay? Jo vaheguru nu manjoora hona ohi.
Okay, thank you, mom.
Putu, bye everybody. Stay home, safe, putu, healthy, ro, sare jane. God bless you guys. See you maybe some other time.
So Now I'm going to get into some questions that people have asked. So obviously you guys, if you follow the official podcast Instagram account, you know that you can go to the link in our bio and it takes you to an anonymous form. You can ask your questions, tell your stories, you know, do your thing on there. So people have been submitting tons of stories and tons of questions and blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to read some of them. And we're going to answer some questions. Not where I'm going to answer the questions and give my opinions on these situations here. Here's a good question, okay? Hi. So I work in a hospital and there's this doctor that I think is the most beautiful human being ever. I recently found out he's single, but I'm way too shy. Help me get this man to fall in love with me. Okay. I decided to read this question today because obviously I would have the best answer for this question because, as you can tell, mediate laina lagia with munde, okay? Can't you guys tell how desirable I am to the opposite sex? Can't you tell? Like, yeah. I'm turning away guys left, right, and center, okay? That's how successful I am when it comes to getting people to fall in love with me, particularly males. I'm really good at it. Hence why I'm still single. Okay. So my answer would be drop that, you know, just walk by him, throw that stethoscope on the ground and drop that ass, girl. Drop that ass. Drop that ass. You know, let him see what he's missing and what he could be getting. That's what I would do. Particularly, no, I'm kidding. What I would do personally is never acknowledge his existence, completely ignore him, never make eye contact with him, and just go about my life and never do anything about it, hoping that he notices me like that. Okay, that's what I would do. That's the only way. That's the only way to get males, to get guys to like you. You should completely ignore them. Okay, that's the coach's recommendation for you there. So, you know, take it for what it is. Obviously, I'm answering all these questions in the dumbest way possible because I don't have anyone with a rational mindset with me. So you're going to get what you get this week, okay? Here's another question here. My fiance never buys me expensive things. But I know he did in his relationship before. It makes me feel hurt and I don't ask. I also don't want to mention this to him. How should I handle this? Bro, what? Okay, I'm not saying that buying expensive things is, you know, you have to have that in your relationship, but you have to have that in your relationship. I'm just kidding. yeah, okay, obviously if this was, he never buys me expensive things, that's it, then it's like, okay, who fucking cares? But she's saying that he bought expensive things for his ex and has never bought you anything. Girl, I don't care what anybody says, Miss Independent, Miss fucking, you know, equality and female empowerment, whatever. That is going to make any girl feel insecure. Like you already, like girls already have a tendency to compare themselves. And now you're dating this guy, you're engaged to this guy and he's not buying, not like not buying you, but like he bought expensive luxury things for his ex and he's not buying them for you. I would be like, bitch, what? Yeah, I would be hurt. I would be also hurt by this situation. I don't know if I'd be hurt. I'd probably be pissed. I'd be pissed. I'd be like, what the fuck? That's so hard because you can't even bring that up to him being like, why do you fucking care? Would you a gold digger? Wow, this is a fucking cat. This is a dilemma. This is a dilemma indeed. Oh my God. Do you even bring it up? Because you know that that's a fight waiting to happen. Because the only response he is going to have is like, what? You just want me to buy you expensive things? What's the fucking big deal? That's what you do. And then it's an inevitable fight either way. Dude, that's crazy. How would I handle this? I don't even know. I can't even get fucking a guy to text me back, let alone fucking buy me anything. Let's see. Let me think about this for a second. Okay. I've thought about it, and I think that you should not bring it up because you are already engaged to this guy now. You just, at this point, girl, you're too deep. You're too deep in the sauce, okay? You're already engaged. He's your fiance. He's your fiance. So you can't now be like, I want you to buy me expensive things. He's going to be like, what? Where the fuck is this coming from? It's coming out of left field. Like, you know, it's just going to start a fight. It's not worth it. This is what I would do. Here's the fucking solution that Coach P is going to give you, okay? This is the solution. Instead of asking him to spoil you and buy you expensive things, spoil your damn self with his money. That's what you should do, because you're getting married at this point. So, you know, his money do be your money too. So, I mean, that's the only solution here. And then maybe he'll get the fucking hint that you also would appreciate some luxury things if you bought one or two luxury things yourself. You know, maybe he'll get the hint then. Also, there was a question last on a previous episode where a girl asked, how do I get my boyfriend to buy me a Chanel bag without telling him that I want a Chanel bag? Because it makes her sound like a gold digger. And this is what I told her. I was like, you should like every so often be like, I can't wait like to be able to buy myself a Chanel bag. Say that you're going to buy yourself a Chanel bag. Say that your goal is to buy yourself a Chanel bag. And then he's going to have that in the back of his head that that's something that you want. And then maybe one Christmas, one birthday, he's going to get it for you. He's going to be like, you know what? She really wants it. She wants to get it for herself. I'll just go ahead and get it for her. That's what you should do. So that's my advice. That's the Coach B advice. It's real fucking advice, you guys. That's right. I killed it. I killed this question. So good. How am I single? How? I'll tell you how I am single, you guys. How and why I'm single on this next segment presented by Dilmil, you guys. Dilmil is a South Asian dating app that has decided to collaborate with my stupid-ass podcast. So, I mean, it's not really that stupid. It's pretty good. It's pretty decent. All right, guys. This segment, we are going to talk about my dating life, my online dating experiences, because I am on Dilmil. If you guys listened to the last episode, you guys know that. And if you watch the Instagram lives, you know that because I update you guys there. So I'm going to update you guys on what's happening, what happened last week, like the follow-up from last week, basically. So what we're going to do here. So I've been on the app for 2 weeks now, you guys. I've been on there for 2 weeks and I've figured out a lot about myself. I figured out a lot about myself. And this is what I figured out. That I think I'm the shit and I'm not really the shit. Okay? That's what I figured out. A lot of self-reflection has been happening during this short two-week period that I have been on Dilmil. I thought that if I put myself out there, I would know how to talk to guys because I know how to talk to you guys. Not the case. Clearly not the case. I don't know how to talk to guys. I don't know how to carry a conversation. I just don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So I'm trying to work on that. So now that I'm done pitying myself, I'm going to tell you guys what has been going on. So last week, there was a segment on the episode where I accidentally sent this guy an emoji that I didn't mean to send. And then he responded right away as we were recording. And then it was like really hyper. Gravine got like super hyper because she's never been on a dating app before. And then I responded to him. And then he replied back a little bit later saying, ha 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 ha. And then dead silence. I didn't reply back. He didn't reply back. And that was the end of our love story. It's really sad. Okay, so moving on. There was another guy that I was talking to, and I still am talking to that guy. I have high hopes for that guy because he seems very like quirky and nerdy and dorky. He seems like a little bit shy, but like really funny at the same time. But like our conversations are extremely slow. That's the problem. I don't know how to I know that he's like funny. I know he can be funny because sometimes he says things. And I'm like, you got a little pizzazz, boy. You got a little pizzazz. And then he just like retreats back into his shell. So I don't know how the fuck to like, you know, get him to like talk normally to me. I don't know. I'm going to have to figure it out. Graveen thinks I should be more aggressive. I don't want to scare him away. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know what to do. That's a work in progress. So I will definitely get back to that. I will say this, though. I am surprised at the amount of, like, cute guys that I'm, like, actually, like, kind of, like, in, like, I kind of, like, could see myself talking to long term. So I am pleasantly surprised. Okay, then something happened to me today, actually. It's quite devastating, actually. It's quite devastating. So I told you guys last week that I have the Elite account, which means I can see who has swiped right on me first before I swipe on them. So, you know, that gives me the upper hand right there, and I love it. So I can see if they've liked my profile before I like them. Great. Number one, love it. So today I see that this guy he swiped right on me, right? And I look at his pictures, super dorky, super quirky. I love it. Love it, right? Then I see his bio. I love it. I love the bio too. He also has a similar degree to what I did, which is like rare because that no one fucking does that degree. And he did it. So I was like, oh my God, we have that in common. We can like have a legit conversation here, right? And he already liked my profile. So perfect. I'll just like him back and we'll get a talking, you know? So I like his profile, right? I like swipe right on him. We match. Sick. Okay. Next step. I'm like, I'm not going to wait for him to message me. I'm going to message him because I'm going to be a go-getter this time, right? And I just really want to talk to him, okay? So I message him a cute GIF, okay? A cute GIF. And I check back an hour later and he unmatched me. I was devastated. I was devastated to say the least, you guys. Absolutely devastated. I had already planned our entire future. I'm just kidding. I mean, I don't even know. Like, I don't know what I did wrong. Like, what did I do wrong here? You know? Oh, fuck. Yeah. It was a huge blow to the ego, fam. What can I say? I mean, I'm not everyone's cup of tea. I'm not even my own cup of tea most of the time. So can't even blame the guy, you know? Now, the latest and the greatest is I matched with another guy today. Okay. I matched with another guy today and he... we matched, we exchanged 3 messages back and forth and he told me to add him on WhatsApp. Okay. Obviously my initial knee-jerk reaction is to tell him to shut the fuck up. I'm just kidding. No, my knee-jerk reaction is to be like, no, I'm not fucking adding you on WhatsApp after 3 fucking messages. But I'm like, you know what? That's what I did before and it didn't fucking work. Okay. So I will add him on WhatsApp. I was supposed to add him 8 hours ago, but I didn't do it. I will do it. I promise I will do it. And hopefully this new way of going about things will work out for me. And I'll update you guys next week what happens. Moving on. We're going to get into the stories that you guys sent in to us about your Dill Mill stories, your Dill Mill things. So the first one we have here is, I have a bunch, but I only picked out a couple that I'm going to read this episode. So this one says, me and my husband met on Dill Mill. It's so funny when we think about it because no one knows the true story. We told our friends and family that we met each other at a party, but it worked out great for us. And we've been married for 4 years and have 2 kids. I didn't even know Dill Mill was around 4 years ago. What the hell? Damn, they got 2 kids, bro. I hope you sent Dill Mill laddu, man. I would. If I met a guy on Dill Mill, I would 100% send them laddu just for the joke of it. That's so funny. I'd probably invite Dill Mill to my wedding. Okay, so here's another one. Here's one that I really liked. This is what this submission says, okay? Growing up in Calgary my whole life, Calgary, she's from my hood. Growing up in Calgary my whole life, I thought I knew pretty much everyone here and didn't think I would ever meet anyone locally. Boy, was I wrong. I signed up for Dill Mill, giving it it that chance that I could possibly meet someone special. Of course, going through some unsuccessful matches, I finally met my own fiance. It's funny because we had some mutual friends who never thought to ever introduce us because we are complete opposites. But thanks to the Hillmill, I met someone I didn't even know existed in Calgary. We started dating in 2018 and we are now getting married this September. Oh my God, I definitely recommend the Hillmill to anyone looking to meet someone. Just like what happened to me, your special someone could literally be living close by you. That's so funny because I literally told Gravine, I was like, if you want to meet someone at this age, you have to get on online dating because you know everyone in your, like, in a 10-mile radius of you at that point. That's so funny that she met someone locally. Holy, and they had mutual friends, which is the most craziest part of it. They had mutual friends and they didn't even know each other. That's so funny. Oh my God, that's so awesome. Gosh, minu bhi Calgary da munda lab jave. Just kidding. I don't care. I don't care where he's from. But Calgary would be sick, so I don't have to move. Or he doesn't have to move. Or whatever it is. I don't care. Okay, just somebody. Somebody. okay, so then we had another... I had another girl message me a story, but she sent it over Instagram voice notes because it was, like, really long. So I want to tell you guys that story because I thought it was... It like starts off like crazy and rough, but then ends off like really happy. So I wanted to tell you guys a story. So she met this guy. She doesn't remember if it was on Dilma or if it was a different app, but she met this guy and they started talking and they started seeing each other. Like she's like, we started dating. She's like, I met all of his friends. Like we would go on double dates with his friends, girlfriends. And she's like, I met his cousins and all that type of stuff. His mom even knew about her because for some reason, he went and told his mom. And then so his mom knew, and she's like, we would be like video chatting and stuff sometimes, and his mom would come into his room in the background and be like, hello pata, like that's just weird, but anyways, whatever. So it was like legit. Okay, you would, okay, that was just like all signs are leading to this is, you know, a success. Okay, she's like, then we're talking one day and he goes, yeah, I'm going on a date tonight. And she's like, what? And she goes, I thought he was joking, like he's just saying it as a joke, like, and then she's like, we don't have a date planned for tonight. And he's like, yeah, we don't, but I'm going on one. And then she's like, what do you mean? And she thought he was joking, so she goes, ha ha, what's her name, like where are you guys going, ha ha ha. And he starts fucking giving her details. He's like, yeah, I'm going on a date with Falan Natyonka and this is where we're going. And she's like, what? Like, okay. And she's like, you're going on a date? And he's like, yeah, I'm 30. I think it's about time that I start like dating someone. And she's like, what the fuck have we been doing for the past 6 months, bro? And he's like, what do you mean? We're just friends. We're just friends. She's like, we're just friends. She's like, we have been literally seeing each other for 6 months. I've met all your friends and your cousins and your mom knows about me. What the hell? And he was like, oh, when did I give you the impression that we're dating? When did I give you the impression that we're dating? And she's like, what? Like, she's like, okay, maybe. And then she's like, and then I started questioning myself. Like, okay, maybe like I just assumed that we were dating. Like maybe we weren't. But it's been 6 months. Like, you know, like you can tell. Like you, that's like you can tell, okay? If you're doing shit like that, you're probably dating, okay? So then he's like saying all these kind of things to her to make her feel bad. And that maybe at that point, like they like agreed to start seeing each other. Like, you know, they had agreed to like maybe make it official or something, probably. And then she says that he eventually tells his mom that she lives on her own because she's like, you know, an independent girl. She has her own place. Like she like, you know, doing the whole shebang. And he tells his mom that she lives on her own. And his mom goes to him. She's like, you know, jehdi kudiyan kalniyan rehndiyan ya oh firdiyan hundiyan. Like, what? Like, basically saying, like, you know, because she lives on her own and she's independent, she probably gets around. First of all, why the hell are you even saying that to your damn son? And what kind of fucking logic and reasoning is this? I don't even know. Just classic auntie funty behavior. Okay, so then he obviously has like no the mog of his own and doesn't know how to use the brain, and his mom starts getting into his head. And then she's like, one day we're hanging out and his mom is like aggressively calling him, being like, come home, it's late, you can't, you know, hang out with her late. And she's just like, what the fuck? And then I guess he, like, his mom says, like, keeps saying, like, these weird things to him. And then eventually he starts asking her, this girl that he's seeing, he starts asking her, like, you know, how many guys have you dated? How many guys have you been with? How many, you know? And she's like, what? First of all, the audacity for you to even, like, ask that question because your mom says that I get around. Like, okay, I can't even with this. I was like, dude, if this was me, I will straight punch that guy in the fucking head, okay? She drops that man's. Of course, obviously, you know, she gonna take it. So she drops him and she's like, I was done with online dating. I was like, fuck it, whatever happens, happens. If I find someone, I do. If I don't, I don't care, right? And then a few years go by, and her friend tells her to join Dillmill. She's like, dude, get on Dillmill. It's totally different from what it was before. Like, there's so many more people on it. It's like way better, this and that, right? So she's like, okay, I'll try it. So she goes back on Dillmill and she's like, I matched with this guy. And she was like, damn, this boy fine. She said foine. She's like, this boy foine. And they start talking and they hit it off. Their personalities match. They are, like, you know, kind of in the same area, whatever. And they hit it off. And while they're still talking on the app, her phone crashes and she loses everything on her phone. And they hadn't gotten to, like, exchanging numbers at that point. They were still talking on the app. So everything got, like, erased. Like, basically, she had no way of contacting this guy, okay? And she's like, fuck, this is my life. Like, I finally meet someone that I get along with and this is what happens. Like, wow. At that point, I would just think that the world is out to get me. I already think the world's out to get me. So she's like, but I wasn't going to take it, right? She's like, fuck that. So she went searching online for this guy. She DM'd and Facebook messaged every guy that had the same name that was, like, in the same area that he was from. Like, she committed to the cause, bro. She's like, I messaged so many people, and then she eventually found him. She found him, and they're together till this day. They're together and they're happy. And she sent me a picture of them, and they're so cute. And she was like, yeah, I'm, like, in such a happy, successful relationship because I gave, obviously, Dillmill a shot, and she was, you know, it crashed and she still went and found him. So that, I thought that was such a funny story. But yeah, she sent me a picture. They look super cute together. And you know, that's what happens when you're a go-getter and not a pundi like me. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at Coach P Podcast, the official Instagram account of the podcast. You guys can go to the link in the bio, submit your own stories, your own questions. We'll answer them and feature them on the next episode if we can. Also follow me on our business page at Made by PG. That's where we post all of our business stuff. And also we do Instagram lives that are super fun. So make sure you guys join us there. This Friday, we're doing a virtual Pangara party. Yeah, it's going to be lit. It's going to be so much fun. We are going to post we're going to post more details how to join that today, Thursday. You guys can figure out how to join and stuff. Just follow us on Made by PG. And yeah, that's it. Stay safe. Stay at home. Don't go out. Don't hang out with your friends. Stop going out. And we can have a fun summer if you stay home now. And if you don't, we're going to fucking never leave our homes. We're going to be stuck here. Okay, so let's stay home. Stay safe. Stay clean. Okay. Thank you. Bye.